evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And we are excited to be with you tonight, and we want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would lead us in our opening.
Thank you, Jesus. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. We will now be led in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, for how you have made a way for us. Oh, my God, for how you have opened up a door for us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many mercies. Thank you for your grace. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you've done for us thus far. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know you're able to take us through, Lord. We pray that you will bless this ministry. Send your word and send your anointing. We pray that you look on every listener right now. Touch them, oh, Lord, while we're praying. Somebody is in need tonight. Somebody needs to be healed. We know that ought to heal. Somebody needs strength tonight, Lord. Send on strength, oh, Lord. Somebody is waiting on you, Lord. You said in your word, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Strengthen them tonight, Lord. Have your way and let your will be done. Somebody needs deliverance. We know thou art a deliverer. You're able to get them out and to bring them out of every situation. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. Move in a mighty way. While we're waiting, while we're praying, have thine own way, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know thou art a way maker. You are a door opener. You're able to fix every situation. Fix it tonight, oh, Lord. Look on the souls that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We pray that you'll touch them, that you will fill them, oh, Lord. Let their cup run over, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pour out of thy spirit. Send your anointing, oh, Lord. For without your anointing, we can do nothing. But we are dependent on you. We are waiting, and we are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our soon-coming King. You are our deliverer, Lord. We are waiting. We are trusting in you, taking you at your word, knowing your word cannot lie. Your word cannot fail. Your word is forever settled in heaven. That's why we look at you. That's why we take you at your word. We know there is no failure in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand and to go through. Help us to speak your words. Put your words down in us. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God. Let our speech be seasoned with grace. Teach us, oh, Lord. Lead us and guide us, oh, Lord, into all truth. Don't let us go in our own way. Take away our will. Help us to deny ourselves, to seek your faith, and to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless us. Go with us, oh, Lord. Stand by us, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, come to our rescue. Hear our prayer tonight. Hear our cry,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're down here waiting. We can't do nothing without you. We need you to go with us every step of the way. We pray that you bless, Lord.
blessing, make a way out of no way, open up a door that may be closed. You are a way maker. Jesus, we're getting your word. We're trusting you tonight, Jesus. Our faith looks up to you. Help us, oh Lord. Help your people everywhere. Look on our brothers and sisters everywhere. We pray that you'll strengthen them. Take them through their tests and trials. Help them to stand. Help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Make the way for them that they may be able to undergo whatever it is that they must undergo. Jesus, help us right now, Lord. Right now, while we're waiting, right now, in the name of Jesus, we are calling on your name, Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus, come to our rescue. You know what we're going through. You know what we're dealing with. You know all about it. You're able, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. Keep us with a mind to serve you and to do your will. Help us, oh Lord. Continue to do your will, to continue to go where you send us. Help us, oh Lord. We want to please you. We want your will to be done. Help us, oh Lord, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Help us, oh Lord. Oh my God, we want to please you in every way. Not our will. Let our will perish. Help us, oh Lord, to draw nigh unto you. You said you would draw nigh unto us. Oh my God, that burden that we may be carrying. Oh Lord, help us to overcome, oh Lord. Help us to give it to you, to cast it on you. In the name of Jesus, you said, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. Hallelujah. I believe you. I believe your word, oh Lord. I trust you, oh Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I'm trusting in you, oh Lord. You are the God of my salvation. You are my help, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm looking to you. Oh, I know you cannot fail. I know you cannot lie. I'm down here, Lord, trusting in you. No other help I know. You are my very present help. In the name of Jesus, Satan desired to have us that he might sift us as wheat. But you said in your word that you prayed for us. Hallelujah. I believe you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I believe you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. I know you'll take us through. You'll keep us. You'll keep us from falling. You'll lead us on to victory. Jesus. Jesus. Move, Lord. Move, Lord, in a mighty way.
Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move every hindering cause, everything that seeks to hinder us from doing your will, from laboring in your vineyard. Help us, Jesus, to work while it is day. Night coming. When no man can work, we need you, Lord, to help us, oh Lord.
We need you.
Oh, my God. Have your way. Let your will be done.
Have your
strengthen
way.
The weak. Heal the sick. Forgive sins. And write out of transgressions. And look upon every name listed on our prayer list. We want you to touch, to save, to heal and deliver. We forgive sins and blot out of the transgression. Have mercy, O Lord. We know you're merciful, God, and we know you're able, O Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done, O Lord. Go with us and stand by us. Oh, my God. We look to you today, Lord. Lord, let help we know. We're depending on you to take us through, to lead and guide us, to show us which way you would have us to go. Help us to be led of thy spirit. Oh, my God, and we thank you right now. We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to labor, O Lord. Oh, my God. We know the time is running out. Help us to get in a hurry in the name of Jesus and be about your business. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. For night coming when no man can work. We're living in the last days and people want to mend their ways. They're going on in a way of their own. Hallelujah. But God said in his word, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. We got to work while it is day. The night is coming. It's coming when no man can work. Hallelujah. Night is fastly approaching. Glory to God. It's now time, high time, to awake our sleep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Oh, my God. The day is far spent. We've prayed around long enough. It's time to get busy for the Lord and do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Make full proof of thy ministry. Glory to God. Whatever God has given us to do, it's time. It's time to go to work, to labor in God's vineyard. The word of God says in St. Luke 10 and 2, therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. There's only a few laborers. It's not many laborers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People
Amen.
Are taking it at ease. They're at ease. At ease in Zion. They don't want to work. Their minds is scattered abroad. Hallelujah. It's not on the will of God. Is not on the work of God, but their minds are far gone. Hallelujah. But Jesus, he began to speak to the crowd when he told them, therefore, he said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Say ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he was sent for laborers into the harvest. Means you have to work, you have to labor, you have to toil down here. We can't take it easy. Lord, to stretch our riding out. But we need to drive and go forward in the Lord. Hallelujah. My title tonight is laboring for the Lord. And my theme is our work in the Lord. It's not in vain. Glory to God. If you're working for the Lord, it's not in vain. If you're doing it for God, it is not in vain. Regardless of what the devil says, he'll put all kinds of evil thoughts in your mind. He'll try to tell you, you shouldn't be doing such and so. You shouldn't be allowing this to go forward. But God, he wants us to go into the vineyard and labor, work for him. Bible says, after these things, the Lord, he appointed 70 also, and he sent them two by two, hallelujah, before his face into every city and every place, whither he himself would come. Sent them forth, God, and therefore he said unto them that the harvest is truly great. It's a lot of work out here to be done. Nobody has time to be envious or jealous because there's so much work to be done out here. There are so many souls that need deliverance, so many souls that need repentance, so many that need healing. Glory to God. God has given us that power to lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Glory to God. He's given us that power to cast out demons. God has given it to us. But are we using it? Hallelujah. Somebody, please, the message and say, use it or lose it. Hallelujah. And they said, use your power. We got this power and this authority that was given to us from God. And we can use what God has given unto us to labor in his vineyard, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. This is the time that we're living in. The word of God needs to be projected everywhere throughout the world. We need to go. Tell it. Somebody sang a song that said, go tell it on the mountain. That's what we need to do. Go into the hedges and the highways and compel men to come. We got to go in the vineyard and try to win the souls of men unto the Lord. It's time out for sitting down and sitting around. But it's time to go to work for Jesus. We got to put our time in because payday is coming after a while. Hallelujah. We don't know when the Lord is coming back, but we got to put our time in, put down labor, toil, hallelujah, and go through our suffering as long as we get God's work done. Because God is going to pay us. He's going to pay us if we don't do what we're supposed to do, and he's going to pay us if we do what he told us to do. Glory to God. I want a righteous pay. I don't want to pay for sitting down and not doing the will of God. But I want to be ready. I want my work to be finished when the Lord called my name. Going over to the book of Corinthians, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 50, it reads, I say, brethren, that flesh cannot enter the kingdom of God. Either the corruption corruption. And behold, they're not all sleep. He shall all be changed. Hallelujah. It said in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Those who died in the Lord, they're going to be raised corruptible. We shall be changed. Every born-again believer in Christ is going to be changed. Glory to God. This is talking about the saints of God. We are going to be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on mortality. Glory to God. And he said, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, there is thy sting. Praise, there is thy victory. Of death, sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Be the God which giveth us the victory, our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Said, therefore, in other words, reason, these reasons. You see, we're going to take off a corruptible, put on corruption. So Paul was saying, for this reason, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, movable, always, bounding in the work of the Lord, as much as ye know that your labor not in vain. Lord, glory to God, our work, Lord, not in vain. Glory to God. If we continue to work for the Lord and labor, we will receive a reward from the Lord. I thought about Peter, how he was there on the sea fishing. Glory to God, he had toil and labor all night long, but he didn't fish. He was a fisherman by trade, and Jesus came along and told him to cast his net on the right side. Hallelujah. And at his word, Peter cast the net, and the Lord and to bring up. You see, you will prosper. You will be blessed when you set and do the will of God. He will prosper you. Glory to God. He will make you to be a blessing. I thank God for his word, because laboring for the Lord, it will pay off one day. Hallelujah. The world look at us as if, oh, that's a shame. They're going to church again. They're doing this again. Conducting a revival. They're preaching again. But no, hallelujah, this is our job. It's no strain for us. We're doing the work of the Lord. And that's what it's all about. We're working, trying to make heaven our home. We don't want our labor and our toiling to be in vain, but we want it to count. Some people, they are working, but they're beating the air. Hallelujah. They're running in a race, but they don't win the race. They drop out of the race. Glory to God. But we are in a race, and we are running to win the race. We want to be winners. Glory to God. We want to be a winner in God. We don't want our labor to be in vain. Our labor, Lord, as long as it is in the Lord, it is not in vain. Regardless of what Satan says, regardless of what he does, our labor, the Lord, definitely in vain. God is going to reward us, going to pay us according to our works. He's going to pay us if we endure unto the end. The Bible tells us that he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Glory to God. We are overcomers. We have overcome the world. The Bible said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And John said, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Not faith. We got to move by faith. We don't see everything. God, I said, God, he teaches us to live by faith. If we do his will, if we go in faith, God will work everything out all right. He will bring forth progress. He will bring forth deliverance. He will bring forth souls to be saved. If we just do his will and do it in faith, make sure that we are in the Lord and in the will of God. If we are in his will, everything will work out all right. Glory to God. The word of God says, who is he that overcometh? Is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, hallelujah, and you receive him into your life, then you are overcomer. You have the victory. And I thank God. I thank God for victory in Jesus. I thank God because our labor is not in vain in the Lord, because we are doing this for the Lord, and we are. If his spirit is in you, he said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, then his same spirit shall also mortal body. His spirit will be in you, a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. Glory to God. If he's in you, you can go forth and labor in the Lord's vineyard. The harvest is plenteous. It's time to reap. Hallelujah. It's time to witness. It's time to compel men to come in. It's time to put our time in, because payday is coming at the wall. We got to work while it is day. Night is fastly approaching, but now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. Oh, my God. God is able to help us, to strengthen us, to help us to do his will and to work and labor and toil in his vineyard. Some people, they don't like to work please. Want to receive, but they don't want to work. Glory to God. But it's time now to work while it is day. It's time to go on out in the Lord's vineyard and work as never before, because our time is running out. Time is running out. Everybody is going to have to give an account for what we've done. If we didn't do God's will, we're going to have to pay for that. We're going to have to tell God about it. We're going to have to stand before God and tell him why, when he sent us, we didn't go. Why we didn't go in his vineyard and work. Why we didn't tell the souls they need to give their life to the Lord. We're going to have to stand before God and tell him all of that. It's the time to get in a hurry for our souls and labor and toil, because there's a great reward. If we labor, God will give us rest. If we labor, God will deliver. If we labor, God will show us some success. If we labor, we can grow in God. Glory to God, we can bring forth fruit. Glory to God, I thank God tonight for his word. You know I was going that way, but I thank God for having his way, because it's time out for the form and fashion. It's time to get down to business with God. It's time to stop worrying about this one and that one. We need to get our minds off of what so-and-so said, what Pastor so-and-so said, what Brother so-and-so is doing. We need to bring our minds in, put our minds on the Lord, and fulfill the will of Christ, because he's going to pay us if we don't do what he told us to do. He's going to pay us for being fearful. He's going to pay us for being afraid of thinking about what somebody else said. Hallelujah. We got to forget about those things and make sure we fulfill the will of God, because payday is coming. Glory to God, we don't know how much more longer we have down here. And I speak for myself. I don't know how much more time I got left to do the work of the Lord. But while I have the breath in my body, I got to press my way and do what I can. I think about the old patriarchs, how they labored, they worked, they moved by faith. They worked, they labored, and they did the will of God, some in afflictions, some in prison, some killed. Lord, I tell you, some of them, they went through some excruciating suffering, and some of us have hardly been through anything. We got it so good. We got a roof over our head. We got food. We got clothing, shelter, money, job, and we got all of this. Still sometimes make excuse why we can't do his will. Why we can't go into his vineyard and work. Why we can't labor. Why we can't toil. But there is no excuse, because there's so great a cloud of witnesses that have already come before us. Thank you, Jesus. And they suffer, and we have to suffer too. Jesus suffered. And Jesus even went in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed. He prayed so hard till sweat fell from his face as great drops of blood. But Jesus, he continued to pray until God sent the angel and gave him strength, strength in him, so that he could go through his test and trial. And Jesus went on through. He didn't draw back. He didn't take down. But he went on. He didn't murmur and complain, but he went on through his suffering. Hallelujah. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's long-suffering. It's something that people don't want to do. They don't want to suffer. And long-suffering, they definitely don't want to suffer long. Glory to God. But we living in the last days, and we must suffer down here. We must go through something down here. And if we don't go through something down here, glory to God, when that great day of his wrath comes, who shall be able to stand? Will you be able to stand? Glory to God. We have to be able. And in those last days, I tell you, God is good. I thank him today. Thank him. And I pray that he can give me strength to perform his will, to go into his vineyard and work regardless of what Satan says, regardless of what he does, regardless of the trick he tried to catch you up in, the tests and trials and the traps that he set for you to make you fall. But the Bible said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You're going to fall, glory to God, but you got to count it all joy and keep on working for the Lord. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't draw back, but drive, and go forward in the Lord. Triumph over the devil. Triumph over everything that he seeks to throw in your way when you try to labor in God's vineyard. Satan will throw things in your path to try to block your way, to cause you to stumble, to cause you to fall. But God, if God is in your life, he will help you. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy. Just keep looking to the Lord. Keep working for the Lord. Keep laboring for the Lord, because our work in the Lord is not in vain. You got to remember, this is in God. This work that we are doing, we are laboring in the Lord. It's in the Lord. Glory to God. We are not working for man. We are not men pleasers, but we are seeking to please God and to do his will and work for him. We are doing this as unto the Lord. We are not doing this to be seen or heard or to have a great name, power, or authority. We have the authority of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. One of these days, we are going home, and it's all going to be over if we could just hold out and fulfill the will of God. Our labor is not in vain. Don't let Satan try to fool you. He'll lie to you. He'll scheme up all kinds of things that are not true. Hallelujah. But you have to learn to stand on the word of God. Take God at his word and drive and go forward. Take the sword of the Spirit and fight the devil back. Cut down everything that is not in the word of God. Glory to God. I thank God. I'm feeling mighty good. I feel like I could go on and on. Yes, I thank God. I thank him for how he touched me. I thank him for strength tonight. Hallelujah. You know, it comes a time in our lives when we have to press. We got to overcome self and self-will. Self don't want to go. Self don't want to do. Self want to lay back. Self want to rest. but there's no time, no time for resting down here. If we labor, God will give us the rest that we need. Glory to God. We got to put our time in, because day day is coming. After a while, it won't be long. Won't be as long as it was or it has been. Because now, for now, is our time. Nearer now than it was when we first got saved. Laboring for the Lord, it'll pay off. For the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. At this time, this part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that powerful prayer and the transition directly into the word of God.
Yes.
Coming through Evangelist May. And I thank God for that message. It's very timely and very needed. And she preached the truth. She told us what God wanted us to know. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just remember that our labor, our work in the Lord is not in vain. We are doing it unto God. And yes, the labors of few, we don't have a whole lot that are willing to make the sacrifice, that are willing to labor in the vineyard of God. And Jesus, knowing that there were few laborers, he began to say to his disciples to pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. So we need more willing workers. We need more who are willing to labor for the Lord and to know that you're not doing it just for show. You're not doing it just to be seen. You're not doing it even for yourself or for anyone else. But it's all for God. And if you do it for the Lord, you know that your work is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, that message is a soul-stirring message. It's very encouraging. And like I stated, it's needed because there are a lot of people who are going through. They're not pressing their way. They're not overcoming. They're feeling like giving up. They're feeling like stopping and dropping out, but this is not the time to give up. Yes, labor can be very strenuous and very hard work, but Lord knows when that reward is certainly worth it, and you don't want to miss out. You don't want to receive the reward of someone who refused to labor in the vineyard of God. You don't want that reward, but you want the reward of a laborer who worked willingly, amen, to receive that crown of life and also to have eternal life, to be with the Lord forever. Praise be to God. I just thank God for that message, and I want to give you the invitation right now for those of you who don't know the Lord. I give you the invitation to accept Jesus as your personal Savior this night. Don't put it off like was preached. You have to know that your days are numbered, and none of us know how long we're going to be here. We don't know when our last breath is going to be, but God knows all these things. God knows our last day on the earth. I mean, today could be somebody who's listening. Today could be your last day. But you have a chance right now. You have hope in Jesus. You can accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. And you, if you just, and be sorry for the wrong, for the sins, anything you've done against God, and you know God is not pleased with it, you can ask God to forgive you right now, and the Lord will have mercy, and you can come and labor diligently in the vineyard of God, and the Lord will give you a great reward. Hallelujah. He's looking for willing workers, willing laborers. Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Will you come and labor in the vineyard of God? And those of you who are feeling discouraged, feeling despondent, and I want you to know that God is sending this word to encourage you, to let you know that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, we shall be changed, and we have to be found in the will of God in order to be changed and to meet him in the air. Glory be to God. He's coming in the clouds, and if we're not doing what we should be doing, if we're not found in the will of God, we can lose out, because the Bible is right. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We have to take off this corruptible and put on incorruptible. Take off this mortal and put on immortality. That kingdom has to take place. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you are one of his laborers, feeling weary and just wounded and sad and feeling like you can't go on, be encouraged and come for prayer. Bring your heart to a place where you can receive help from God. Amen. Don't let the enemy take your mind far off, but bring your mind back to focusing on the Lord and looking to him, because he can carry you through. He can work it out for you. He can fix it for you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer, and we're going to be praying for those who are sick, those who are shut in and can't get out, those who are going through troubles and trials and feeling let down and disappointed, and whatever else is going on in your life, the troubles that have risen up, we're going to God on your behalf. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you to come along with me as we go into the presence of God and we humble ourselves before him and we pray together, touching and agreeing. Glory to God. I believe God will hear our prayer and he will answer tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. Oh, Lord, humbling ourselves as humble as we know how. Oh, God, we ask for mercy. We ask, Lord, for forgiveness. Lord, forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. We come to you, Lord God, on behalf of the sinner who has repented of their sins tonight, Lord. And, Lord, have mercy on them take away their sins. Save them, Lord God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. You're able, Lord, and you can do everything. We come to you, Lord Jesus, on behalf of those who are sick and laid up in the sick bed. My God, we pray right now that you will look down on them, Lord Jesus, and be merciful unto them, and lay your hand on them right now, God. Touch their body, Lord Jesus, and touch their souls, Lord. We pray for healing, and we pray, God, for their health to be in the name of Jesus, both spiritually and naturally. You know all things, Lord Jesus. If they've committed any sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven and make them everywhere whole in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those, oh God, who are stricken with the coronavirus, Lord. We pray a special prayer, Lord, that you will send your healing virtue, God, that you will heal and make whole right now. Save, Lord Jesus, and deliver, oh my God. We know you're able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing impossible. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will send forth laborers in your vineyard, oh God, that you will touch somebody's heart, and Lord, strengthen them and encourage them,
Lord,
to get up and go forth in your work, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus.
Help, Lord.
Right now, Lord, take something, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Move that obstacle out of the way, my
God. Lord.
Find every hindrance on every side,
yes,
Lord.
But Jesus.
Destroy the works of darkness in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, come to the aid of your people everywhere, my God.
Everywhere.
And help us, Lord, to labor as never before. Help us, Lord Jesus,
help us
to do all that you command us to do. We're looking unto you, oh God, and we're depending on you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we come to you, my God,
Jesus,
on behalf of those who have a special prayer request tonight. And we ask, God, that you will grant that petition this night. Lord, do it. Let it be
yes,
done according
Lord,
to your will. Please, Lord Jesus, do it for us, oh God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We're waiting down here, Lord.
We're waiting.
We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. We're waiting on you, Jesus.
Waiting,
Jesus. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We're waiting on a mighty move, Lord Jesus. We're waiting on our miracles, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
We're waiting on healing, Lord Jesus. We're waiting on the door to be opened for us, oh God, and the
yes,
way to
Lord,
be made. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus. Oh, my God. Work miracles, Lord, and
Jesus,
do wonders, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Look on everyone on the prayer list, one
yes,
by one and name by name.
Yes,
near and far, Lord Jesus. Oh,
yes,
my God, we ask right now in faith that you will move, Lord,
yes,
that you
Jesus,
will bless, that you will touch, that you
touch,
will save, that you will heal, that you will deliver whatever the need is, oh, God. We pray that you will supply, and we know, Lord, that you are a merciful God. And
yes,
full
Lord,
of mercy and compassion. Your
yes,
mercy endures forever. Oh,
yes,
Lord,
Savior.
And you have mercy on whom you will. Oh, God, we're looking at you right now. Have your eternal way, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for the backslider tonight. We ask, God, that you will touch their hearts, touch their minds, Lord.
Yes,
even
Lord,
the one that's on the verge of backsliding. Help
yes,
them. Turn their
yes,
minds and their hearts back.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The name
help
of
them to return unto you with their whole heart. And we ask, God, that you'll receive them, that you'll restore their souls and rebuild them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you are able right now, God. We cast all our cares on you. We put everything in your hands because, Lord, you are in control. Lord God, you know all things. Everything is under your control. When we bless your holy name, Lord, please, my God, remember those who are listening, Lord, one by one, name by name, them in a special way. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on the speaker tonight, that you will ever strengthen her in her body. You will ever send your anointing upon her and use her for your service. Have your way in her life. Open doors.
Yes.
Make ways for her, oh God. Continue to bless this ministry, the gospel truth broadcast. Let it grow. Let it expand. In the name of Jesus, let it reach even more souls all around the world, those who are near and those who are far away. Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
Mercy.
And do wonders. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask that you'll remember us in a special way, Lord, as we minister down here, that you will make the way for us, oh, God, and that you will bless us, even bless the works of our hands, whatever
yes,
we put forth our hands to do, to labor in your vineyard. Let it be blessed. Let it be prosperous. Let it bring glory and honor to your name. We believe you together, Lord. And we take you at your word. Remember the bereaved families tonight. Bless, Lord, and comfort them. Console them, Lord Jesus. Uphold the family and bring them closer to you, my God. Whatever family member that doesn't know you, has not saved. We pray,
yes,
God, that you will make yourself known unto them and,
yes,
save them, Lord Jesus.
Save.
Have mercy, O God. We believe it right now, O Lord, and we count it done. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing
thank
our
you,
prayer.
Jesus.
We thank you for your touch,
thank
Lord
you,
Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for grace.
Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
For the
thank
moving
you,
of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring
you,
of your spirit.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus.
For encouraging
thank
us, Lord. We thank you,
Jesus.
For
Jesus. Thank
your
you,
word.
Jesus.
Oh, God,
thank
we thank
you
right
thank
now
you,
for all
thank
that you've done.
Jesus.
For what you're doing right now,
thank
Lord,
you,
we praise your holy name. We
thank
lift you,
Jesus,
up, and we give you honor. Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer and all of these and other blessings we ask in faith.
Yes.
Oh, God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise
amen
be to God.
Thank
Can
you.
Somebody help me give
thank
thanks
you
to the Lord?
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From me, but did God give you permission?
All right.
God gave you permission, and he gave you a work to do.
Yes.
You don't need to sit around and wait for somebody to decide if they want you to do it or not.
Amen.
It takes 10 years before they... No.
Amen.
Do what God gave you to do, and do it now.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. They might not like it, but it's all right anyhow.
Amen.
You're the one that has to stand there and give account to God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're the one,
yes,
that have to give account when God inquire of you why you didn't labor as
mm-hmm.
he commanded you. You have to give account for that. Praise
Amen.
God. God, just thank God. I'm stirred up about the word of God and
yes.
the touch and about the move of God. I'm just stirred up. Hallelujah. And I thank God.
Amen.
Happy down in my sanctuary.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. This time, we're going to give way for remarks. Amen. Praise the Lord if you so desire to have remarks. We're on the line.
Amen. Say, Lord, I thank God for the word coming through and with me, God, letting the Lord have his way. And she was talking about laboring for the Lord and the work in the Lord. It's not in vain. She was encouraging us to work for the Lord, to labor in his vineyard, because the harvest is great. And I like the part when she said that nobody has a reason to be jealous of anyone. It's all this work out here. The harvest, it's plenteous, and the work is not in vain as long as it's in the Lord. And the thing is, we're all going, like she said, we're all going to receive a pay for the work that we do and the work that we didn't do. And when we are changed, Lord knows I want to receive the righteous reward. And I just want to encourage Vance Vigo, keep on preaching the word of God and praying. Amen. It was amazing. I enjoyed it.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for the words that came tonight. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the prayer.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Great. Peace.
Any others would like to have remarks? Well, we thank God for the remarks. Amen. We just thank God for the people of God. And we
Amen.
Have to come together and encourage one another.
Yes,
Lord. You might be laboring, but then there's somebody that just need a little bit of encouragement to help them get started.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. So let's be considerate of that to help our fellow man, our brethren, our sisters in the Lord. Just give them some words of encouragement, and they might even, you know, benefit by us giving them a little helping hand.
Yes.
Come on, let's just go labor for the Lord. Let's go do something
yes.
for God.
Amen.
You know, that just might encourage them and motivate them to want to do more for God. Amen.
Yes.
So in our praying and petitioning God and asking the Lord to send laborers, you know, we have to be proactive in helping them get started.
Yes.
Sometimes you just got to get behind some people.
That's
you know,
right.
So they can go ahead on and work. So we do thank yeah. God for all things. And I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Zanis May. God bless you, Zanis May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. Thank the Lord for the prayer, closing prayer. We thank God. We hope that someone has received a blessing. I did. And I thank the Lord for it. At this time, we're not going to go in a form or fashion, but we thank God for everyone that's on the line. We want you to know we are yet praying for you, and we thank you for being on the being faithful to this broadcast. If that's it, we're not going to go in a form.
I just want to say one other thing, Vanessa May. You preached, and the devil didn't want that message to go forth.
No,
your phone
didn't.
It was choppy a little bit. That word went out.
Amen.
The devil gets mad because
yes, he does.
He knows this word is going to bless the people,
yes.
and he tries interference every time.
But yes.
I just wanted you to be encouraged, and you know, like whatever that was, the little choppiness in the phone, the word still got out.
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. That's it. This brings the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.